Gangarani, 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 ಹರಾಣಿ ಸ್ವಾಮಿ ಭಾಗಿರಥಿ 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 ರಕ್ಷ ಮಾಂ
ಜಗಾರಾಣಿ 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 ಸ್ವಾಮಿ ಮಾಂ ಭಾಗಿರಥಿ 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 ರಕ್ಷ ಮಾಂ
ಆದಿತ್ಯಾಯ 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 ಪಾಹಿ ಮಾಂ ಭಾಕರಾಯ 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 ರಕ್ಷ ಮಾಂ
ಆದಿತ್ಯಾಯ 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 ಪಾಹಿ ಮಾಂ ಭಾಕರಾಯ 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 ರಕ್ಷ ಮಾಂ
ಶಿವೋಹಂ 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 ಸೋಹಂ ಸತ್ಜಿತ್ ಆನಂದ ಸ್ವರೂಪೋಹಂ
ಶಿವೋಹಂ 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 ಸೋಹಂ ಸತ್ಜಿತ್ ಆನಂದ ಸ್ವರೂಪೋಹಂ
ಓಂ ದಸರೋಂ 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 ಓಂ ಚಾಂದಿ ಓಂ ಚಾಂದಿ ಓಂ ಚಾಂದಿ ಓಂ
ಓಂ ದಸರೋಂ 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 ಓಂ ಚಾಂದಿ ಓಂ ಚಾಂದಿ ಓಂ ಚಾಂದಿ ಓಂ
Can we restart first? Yes. Have you sent packages quarterly, California? Yes, California?
Yesterday.
Have you sent the CHN pen? Doctor
yes.
CHN pen?
Yes,
sir. Yes, that is very good. Have you sent the Sadhana book?
Yes, sir.
And the new books also?
Yes.
Thank you. Coffee pen is good, sir?
Yes, sir.
Sundar Rajan, distribute dosa for everybody. Today's coffee is very nice. Yesterday was much sugar there, like syrup. So then you take this plantain, new plantain for your birthday. Atmaramji, quite all right? Coming from Delhi. Is your younger brother? But he looks like your elder brother. You're all right. Your business is all right. Automobile and this Ramani is Ganikama. Dr. Shah now, he may do some operation. I want to do epilectomy on him. Yes. Can give some new books for Atmara. He's our old constituent client. Santosh ji, I will send white mala tomorrow. Your mother. Oh, write her a letter. Rajkarani, kindly come to the ashram as soon as possible.
Yes,
sir. We all want to see you. Santosh also is very keen.
Yes, sir.
He also is very keen. I will send her a photo with a white card. Tell her also to, when she comes, four grains of sincerity,
yes, sir.
1 gram of pratiksha. A teaspoonful of tolerance and adaptability, 1 ounce. You will make it all right.
Ansaji
is West Africa. Give him a good mala and he's very nice. Doing a great deal of meditation. All right. Over. Okay. Mahathiri, have you translated universal lessons?
No.
You are translated all about Hinduism?
Yes.
Then life, power, wisdom? In Hebrew? Oh, wonderful. And when you go to America, you will shine like anything. They all receive you. And Troja also, when you go, you will be received as a messiah.
Shepherd.
Oh, Leslie Shepherd. Oh, yes. He's living in London after a week, I think. He remained here for 1 year. A lot of sadhana and music and this thing is a great loss for us. I thought he will continue for some more time. Anyway, next time he will come and he will propagate the knowledge of Yoga Vedanta in England. He is a proper person. And I always remember his song, "The Saturday, you are still 100 miles away."
And next time, how long is
it? Pardon, sir?
Have you given
the new book Sadhana to Leslie Shepherd and Atmaram of Delhi?
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Urvarujavandhanan, mrityor mukshiyam aghadar. shantir bhavatu sarvesham purnam bhavatu sarvesham mangalam bhavatu sarve bhavantu sukhinah sarve santu niramaya sarve bhadrani pashyantu ma sarvesham sukhinah bhavantu atato ma sadgamaya santo ma jyotirgamaya mrityo ma mrityam gamaya om purnamada purnamidam purnat purnamrajate purnasya purnamadaya purnameva vasishyate om shanti shanti shanti.
Upasham Prakaran. Dialogue between
Vishnu and Prahlada. Lord Vishnu instructs Prahlada in the conduct of a Jivan Mukta. How should a Jivan Mukta conduct himself while living in this world? We have already heard how Prahlada, due to his intense devotion, attained communion with Lord Vishnu. And due to communion, Prahlada has risen above body, mind, senses and intellect. Now Vishnu instructs him how, for a person who has risen above mind, intellect, etc. and has discarded the identification with the body, has relinquished the identification with the body, how for him there is immortality. He has thought in a most poetic fashion who is a fit person for posing death and who is a fit person for embracing immortality. He who has attachment, he who has mindness, is fit for death. He who is attached to body must die, because death is for the body. Death is for the matter, not for the spirit. Lord taught him, O Prahlada, you have known that you are a spirit. You are one with the Supreme Self that shines in the cave of the heart. Jyotisha utitat jyotish samapara param uchyate. Light of all light, the supreme light that shines in the cave of the heart, beyond all darkness, there thou art. Having known that, O Prahlada, you are free from mortality, freed from death. There is immortal life for him whose heart is fragrant with the divine virtue and who communes with the Lord and has transcendental vision, who does not brood for the future, who does not recollect the memories of the past, lives in the present, brooded over by the sense of eternity. For such a person, where is death? Death is for the dunvited. Immortality is for the wise. O Prahlada, you have attained immortality. Then he says, for a person who has attained immortality, who is established in the self, through the practice of devotion, dispassion, selfless service, and inquiry of who am I, through self-revelation, by cutting asunder the knots of the heart, whether the entire universe exists, whether the winds of deluge blow hard, whether the entire world is doomed to destruction, for a person who is grounded in self, there is no death. His mind does not fluctuate, does not waver, does not sink in depression, even in worst condition. Though doing all actions, a jnani does nothing, because he has no mindness, no I-ness, no attachment to body, no egoism. He does not confuse himself with the matter. As we have described how Gita says that there are five determinants of action. One is body. Without body, no action is possible. Another is egoism. Another is senses and mind. Fourth is prana, the vital body. And fifth is destiny, force generated by the previous action. All these five are responsible for the performance of an action. Ignorant people attribute the execution of action to one of the five, while a jnani knows that all the five are responsible. Therefore, the credit of the performance of action should not belong to simply ego. Ego is one of the five. While all these five are responsible for the performance of an action, knowing that a jnani is detached from the sense of agency, that I am the doer, I am the enjoyer, he always is established in this idea, in this direct perception, that I am the Supreme Self, non-doer, non-enjoyer. This confers relief. And whether he acts or does not act, he is not bound to the world.
Oh,